In this week's episode of the Working With podcast, it's all about learning one skill and the 5am Club. Hello and welcome to episode 61 of my Working With podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. This week I have a very special episode. I am going to give you the audio recording from one of my productivity mastery videos. The video is about one of the biggest changes I made in my life this year, which was to start waking up at 5 a.m. and to learn one specific skill. And I think we can all learn a lot from my experiences from this, which wasn't easy, to be fair, to start with, but has certainly brought me tremendous change. And that change has been so positive for me this year that I really wanted to share my thinking behind why I did it, and more importantly, how I did it. So sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Before I put you onto this video, I would just like to wish you all a fantastic Christmas and an amazing new year. Okay, let's go into my productivity mastery, learning one skill, and the 5 a.m. Club. Hello, and welcome to another episode of my productivity mastery series. And in today's episode, I want to explain to you why I have joined the 5 a.m. Club. Now, for those of you who don't know, the 5 a.m. Club basically just means you wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning. Now, I had to take you back a few weeks here. A few weeks ago, I watched a presentation done by Brian Tracy. And I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes below because it's such a brilliant presentation and is certainly worth about 90 minutes of your time. But in that presentation, Brian Tracy asked this question. What one skill could you learn right now that would have the biggest positive impact on your life and on your income? Now, for those of you guys who don't know me, I live in Seoul, South Korea, and I love living in Korea. Now, I've lived here now for 16 years, and during that time, I've picked up what I would describe as survival Korean, but I've never sat down to really master the language and become fluent. Now, over the years, I've attempted to learn more Korean, but I've always failed. And this is usually down to the fact that I have a lot of excuses and not much time. But I was thought about this, and when I thought about Brian Tracy's question about the biggest positive impact on my life and my income, I realized that really there is only one skill I should be learning right now, and that is learning Korean. But then when I looked at my calendar, I thought, well, where am I going to be able to allocate 1 hour per day consistently over the next 12 months so I can become fluent in Korean? And the reality was, when I looked at my calendar, is nowhere. Now, many months ago, in fact, probably a few years ago, I came across the concept of the 5 a.m. Club. Now, the concept of the 5 a.m. Club came from a wonderful guy called Robin Sharma. And I'll put a link to the video that he describes the 5 a.m. Club. It's a brilliant concept. Basically, it's you divide the 1 hour between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. into three 20-minute segments. You spend 20 minutes exercise, 20 minutes planning, and 20 minutes education, learning. Now, the thing is, I prefer to do my planning in the evening. I find that's much better for my kind of working style. I love exercising in the afternoon. I don't particularly enjoy exercising in the morning. And I do my learning before I go to bed. I usually study something related to productivity or time management before I go to bed. So I thought I would like to join the 5 a.m. Club, but what would I do? And then when I married the idea of learning Korean fluently over the next 12 months, and waking up at 5 a.m. to do the studying, I now found the perfect marriage, if you like, between what I want to do in terms of skill and also wanting to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning. So that is what I started this week. Last Monday, I woke up at 5 a.m. and I began my 1 year to fluency in Korean program. Now, I will give you updates over the coming months to let you know how I'm getting on. I might even do one of these videos in Korean with English subtitles. But the point is that now I have a purpose. And the purpose is to get fluent in Korean in the next 12 months. In 12 months' time, I want to stand up on stage and do a one-hour presentation in Korean. And I will find a way of doing that, even if I have to go to the Apple store here in Seoul and say, hey guys, let me do a presentation in Korean. But that's what I basically want to do. That is my goal, and that is what I'm going to do over the next 360 days, because I've already done it for 5 days. But that's the whole point of the productivity mastery. If you have a skill that you really want to learn, but you're using the excuse of not having enough time to do it, then I would suggest that you look into the possibility of waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning, and between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m., that is going to be your skills study time. Now, I should give you one word of advice. I did make this mistake myself on Monday, and I rectified the problem by Monday night, is if you don't go to sleep an hour earlier than you normally do, then you are going to be dead in the afternoon. I was dead Tuesday afternoon. I made the mistake on Monday evening, actually. I went to bed at my normal time. Oh, I was dead on Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday night, I went to bed 1 hour earlier, and Wednesday, I was absolutely fine. So I would suggest that if you do wake up a little bit earlier, that you actually push the time back to when you go to bed to whatever early. So if you normally wake up at 7, but now you wake up at 5, then you really should be going to bed 2 hours earlier. I was normally waking up at 6 a.m., so I just needed to adjust the time by 1 hour. I do strongly recommend you do that. So that's really what I wanted to say in this Productivity Mastery series. Robin Sharma says that it's 20 minutes exercise, 20 minutes planning, 20 minutes learning. What I would suggest you do is you have a lot of freedom, and if you want to get involved and you ask yourself that simple question, what one skill could you learn right now that would give the biggest positive impact on your life and income, then I would suggest that you look at the 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. time as study time to really develop that skill, because it's going to have a huge positive impact on your life and, all being well, a huge positive impact on your income. Thank you very much for watching this episode of the Productivity Mastery Series. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I've given you some inspiration, and I will give you feedback on my travels to becoming fluent in Korean over the next 12 months as and when they come up. Thank you, and I will hopefully see you in the next episode.